This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. BP announced yesterday it's selling its Midtown Anchorage building. In a statement, the company says the sale will reduce costs and free up capital, allowing BP to focus on its core business. BP will become a tenant in the building rather than the owner. BP spokesperson Dawn Patience declined an interview request about the sale. The building was opened in 1985. It's assessed at more than $80 million. State labor economist Neil Fried is reluctant to draw any major conclusions on the future of Alaska's oil industry based on the sale.
I guess it's not a big surprise, you know, given prices, and also, of course, they have lots of other expenses that have hit them over the years.
The sale does not include the BP Energy Center. Electric energy is a fundamental factor of modern life, but in rural Alaska, the cost of keeping lights on and machines running is extraordinarily high, putting villages at an economic disadvantage. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, last week a federal administrator passed through the University of Alaska Fairbanks to review a project that aims to draw down energy costs in smaller communities.
The project explores microgrids that allow communities to exploit new technologies by either drawing down energy costs or becoming self-sufficient. Mark Mueller-Stoffel is a research professor at UAF's Alaska Center for Energy and Power, or ASAP. His team takes a holistic look at communities, examining possible alternative energy sources like wind, to recently designed batteries to store electrons, to using computers to oversee energy usage.
People flick a switch and they want stuff to run, and instead move it towards more of a supply-driven system, which can make things cheaper because then you don't have to store excess electricity and provide it later.
Mueller-Stoffel says ASAP also ensures new technologies are robust enough to withstand Alaska's climate. That approach attracted a $500,000 grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. Matt Erskine is the federal agency's chief operating officer. He toured ASAP last week. He says microgrids hold out the promise of putting Alaska villages on a better economic footing.
As you look at the future, new technologies, emerging industries that build on the strengths and the natural assets of Alaska, but also help in terms of economic diversification and quality of life and sustainable prosperity, I think is key.
Both Erskine and Mueller-Stoffel say Alaska's challenge to power widely dispersed villages also potentially puts a state on the cutting edge of new technologies that can be exported throughout the world. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Unemployment in Alaska in April was 6.6%, unchanged from the month before. In fact, Alaska unemployment has held steady since last October. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development said job losses in the oil and gas industry and state government have not yet spread through the economy. Also, job losses in those sectors were offset by job growth in healthcare and retail. Nationwide, unemployment was 5%. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.